At a Catholic elementary near the Texas Capitol, Senate Education Chairman Dan Patrick outlined his plan for giving Texas parents more options to choose their children's schools. The controversial centerpiece, a tax credit for businesses that donate to a fund. The fund would pay for low-income children to attend private schools.
We're going to allow businesses to deduct up to 25% of what they would pay on the franchise tax, or if they pay the insurance premium tax.
Patrick, a Houston Republican, claims public schools would not lose money.
School districts will still get the same amount of money they would receive today based on whatever the formulas are that given year. And remember, even these businesses who take this tax credit are still paying school property taxes.
But critics from both parties quickly pointed out that public schools would lose money because the businesses would not be paying as much franchise tax, which is sometimes referred to as the margins tax. When legislators reduced school property taxes in 2006, they replaced the revenue with the margins tax to support public schools.
What this really does is shifts the burden back to local taxpayers.
State Representative Diane Patrick, no relation to the senator, is a longtime educator and Arlington Republican.
What would happen is that you have a decrease in state funding as a result of that, which again, the local taxpayers would have to pick up, or they would have to reduce spending in their schools even further than we already have.
State Senator Wendy Davis, a Fort Worth Democrat, agrees, calling the tax credit plan a voucher in disguise. Davis sits on the Senate Education Committee with Senator Patrick and says she's further disturbed that the private schools receiving the scholarships would not have to meet the same accountability standards that have increased testing in the public schools.
We're talking about creating two very distinct systems then, where one set of public tax dollars would go off into a private and parochial arena with no accountability attached to it.
Numerous education groups are panning the plan. Supporters include private and parochial school groups, as well as Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who joined Patrick at the press conference. The Lieutenant Governor's support means that despite some loud opposition, the plan will automatically move forward when the legislature convenes next month. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.